You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria's state of emergency has been extended until at least the 16th of August. The announcement comes as the state recorded 363 new cases and a further three COVID-19 deaths. The national death toll is now 122. 36 of the 363 new cases are connected to known and controlled outbreaks, while 327 of them remain under investigation. As a result, new restrictions have been announced. Face masks or face covering will be mandatory for residents in metropolitan Melbourne and Mitchell Shire. The new rule will commence on Thursday. However, Premier Daniel Andrews is encouraging people to start immediately. He warns a $200 fine will be issued for failure to comply with the new requirement.
You need to be wearing a mask, and I stress, or a face covering. I hope that not one single fine needs to be issued. That is my genuine hope.
130 people with COVID-19 in Victoria are in hospital and 28 of them are in intensive care. Over 1 million coronavirus tests have been conducted in the state. Meanwhile, the hard lockdown of residents in Melbourne's public housing towers has come to an end, except for 123 people in the tower on Alfred Street. These residents have either tested positive for the virus or are a close contact of an infected person. Premier Andrews says they remain in isolation but will continue to get the support and care they need.
They've been informed of their status. They'll continue to receive support and care, both in practical ways, food and groceries, those sorts of things, as well as counselling and other support. Medical care, anything that they might need will be provided to them in recognition that it is a unique environment.
Visitation to nursing homes in Victoria will be restricted to carers only from Wednesday. Carers will be permitted to visit 1 hour per day. Three additional outbreaks in aged care have been registered in the new cases in the past 24 hours. Victorian State Health Minister Jenny Makarkos says measures are also being implemented to restrict casual staff in aged care from working across multiple locations.
We have seen specific instances in recent days of staff who've worked across multiple facilities and then we've had multiple outbreaks across those facilities. The package will involve workforce funding support. So there will be funding to be provided to ensure that aged care employers cover any additional entitlements to enable employees to work at a single site.
Meanwhile, 18 new coronavirus cases have been reported in New South Wales. Eight of them are linked to known outbreaks. Health officials are urging residents to avoid non-essential travel and gatherings. State Deputy Chief Health Officer Jeremy McAnulty says the rise in cases is concerning, but also a reminder for residents not to be complacent.
That's a bad sign. And it's a wake-up call really for every one of us to make sure we're providing those barriers between us and other people who might have the virus by physically distancing at least 1.5 metres, avoiding crowds, using really good hygiene, staying at home if you even have even the mildest of symptoms and getting tested.
In Sydney, overseas arrivals will be capped at 350 passengers per day, starting from Monday, 20th of July, under a new arrangement between the New South Wales Government and the Commonwealth Government. Meanwhile, a man has been charged after attempting to flee hotel quarantine when he was caught leaving his room for a cigarette. Meanwhile, South Australia Health has announced a 2-week pilot that will allow pharmacists to test patients for COVID-19. Potentially 5 pharmacies in the metropolitan area will take part in the pilot program. And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.